This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2143, How We Mistake Our Anxiety for Phone Addiction, by Emma McLaren of GetMirth.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year. We have a bunch of shows in our podcast network covering different topics. Search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of the shows. But for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. How We Mistake Our Anxiety for Phone Addiction, by Emma McLaren of GetMirth.com. Over the last 15 years, the rate of anxiety diagnoses has climbed almost as fast as the rate of smartphone usage. Correlation isn't causation, we know, but we started to wonder if there was a connection. Here's an example. Years ago, one of our Mirth team members was a junior lawyer fresh out of school with a brand new employer-issued smartphone. She was expected to check it regularly, even during nights and weekends, and respond to all emails right away. It buzzed and blinked every time a new email came in. Eventually, she started to feel phantom buzzes, and her pulse would spike every time she saw the phone light up. Sound familiar? Phone addiction? Our phones have become thoroughly integrated into our lives, but that relationship isn't always a healthy one. Sure, the phone allows us to capture special moments and stay in touch with loved ones, but it also makes it hard to draw boundaries and allows others to dictate our schedules. When people know they can always reach you, they call you according to what's best for their schedule and not yours. That can lead to some troubling mental health consequences, similar to other forms of addiction. We've talked before about how daily routines can help with anxiety, but checking your phone all day isn't the kind of routine we meant. It turns out that using your phone a lot can cause anxiety. And anxiety can cause you to use your phone a lot. It's a terrible feedback loop. And if you're not on the lookout for it, it's easy to get swept up without even realizing what's happening. Phone use triggers anxiety. Ever notice how after a day of particularly heavy cell phone use, you don't feel so great? There's a reason for that. In 2018, the National Institutes of Health released the results of a study of college students and their cell phone use. They found a correlation between frequency and type of cell phone use and the likelihood of anxiety and depression in a student. The greatest predictor of stress? Sleeping with the phone less than 1 meter away from them. It's not just college students either. Other studies have found heavy phone users experience anxiety symptoms and even symptoms of withdrawal when separated from their devices. Our phones are really not helping us to feel calm or present. Anxiety triggers phone use. As much as we wish things were simple, though, it isn't just our phones causing us anxiety. A lot of us are experiencing anxiety from other parts of life, and we're using our phones to cope, badly, with it. Do any of the following seem familiar to you? Avoidance. A classic symptom of anxiety is avoiding unpleasant things, especially the things that are causing our anxiety. It's called avoidance coping. And it can involve physically avoiding something like not going to the store or post office or not making a phone call you've been dreading, or emotionally and intellectually avoiding something like not examining your own behavior and motivations or not admitting you've been feeling a certain way. It's a bad coping strategy because it tends to just cause the anxiety to snowball, classic addiction. The thing is, our phones are great tools for avoiding stuff we don't want to deal with. See somebody you don't want to talk to? Bury your face in your phone as you walk by and pretend you don't see them. Got some lingering, complicated feelings from conflict at work? Read nonstop on your phone so your brain doesn't have time to focus on the unpleasant stuff. Our phones are helping us avoid things that make us uncomfortable, but that doesn't really help in the long run. It just makes us more anxious. Short attention span. People with anxiety often struggle with dysregulated attention mechanisms, or in non-clinical speak, short attention spans, and trouble deciding which things to respond to and which things to ignore. That means that if you have anxiety, you're more likely to be derailed by distractions from your phone because you're less able to tune out the unimportant external stimuli. It also means that if you're having trouble focusing on one thing, you're more likely to bop around between various stimuli, including your phone. Think about how often you pick up your phone during the day. If it's several times an hour, it's worth exploring why that is. Are you having trouble focusing? Is it hard for you to filter out which alerts are important and which ones you can ignore? Try keeping a log for a few days, tracking each time you pick up your phone, what you were doing immediately before that, and why you decided to pick up your phone. Ultimately, quitting phone use isn't going to fix anxiety problems, and anxiety problems aren't the only thing driving our phone use. Even still, it's worth thinking about how we can interrupt the feedback cycle that causes us to use our phones more while feeling more anxious. You just listened to the post titled "How We Mistake Our Anxiety for Phone Addiction" by Emma McLaren of GetMirth.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. That should do it for today. Have a great day, possibly a phone-free day. A great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.